Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf on Eruvin Daf Lamed. The Gemara speaks about the difference between food of Chameshas Aminim, which is a mazon, and other foods which are zayne, which means they fill a person up, but they don't satisfy. They don't soid libo, as Rashi says. And the Gemara brings a story from Peiros Ginoisa, the fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael, that even though Rabbi Yochanan ate 1,000 fruits, he still said he was not satisfied. And the Gemara says, even though he was full, he was not satisfied with 1,000 fruits. And the question is, what is the message of this Gemara? What does it mean that Rabbi Yochanan ate 1,000 fruits of Peiros Ginoisa of Eretz Yisrael, but still he did not feel satisfied? The Bach in Hilchos Bracha says that the reason we say in Anala Michya, Ala Oretz Val Peiroseya, we specify the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, because when a person eats the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, he connects to the Shechina. The Vilna Gaon in Imre Noyam and Brochus, when he speaks about the fact that Amoraim ate Peiros Ginoisa, explain as well that the reason they wanted to eat these fruits is in order to connect to the Shechina. And this connects to the Arizal, the famous Arizal, that says every time a person eats any food, there's a component of physicality that he eats, but there's also a component of spirituality. A person is elevating the fruit and is taking in the spiritual component of the fruit. The higher the fruit, the more elevated the food is, the more spirituality he has. When a person eats kachim, so he has more spirituality going into him. When a person eats something which is truma, there's a different component of spirituality comes in. So what the Bach is telling us, what the Vilna Gaon is telling us, that the fruits of Eretz Yisrael have a special, unique dusha coming into him. As brought in Sivri Chassidus, that's the reason that the man fell only in the Midbar, but now once they came to Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, I don't need the man, because the fruits do have that spiritual component of the man had. So I saw there's a sefer called Tobur Ha'aretz. An entire sefer speaking about the greatness of the city of Tveria. And there he explains that the idea of Peiros Ginoisa, that the Amoraim ate it and they were not full, because the idea is that Peiros Ginoisa have in them a very huge component of spirituality. And what the Amoraim are doing is they're eating these Peiros, they're eating these fruits in order to connect to the spirituality. Says in Berichon, I can eat 1,000 fruits, but I'm still not satisfied. Because in spirituality, one is never satisfied. So he ate all these fruits and he said, I'm not satisfied, not in a physical manner. Obviously, if a person eats 1,000 fruits, he's completely full in a physical manner. But in a spiritual concept, Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm still not satisfied. I don't have enough ruchnius, because with ruchnius, a person is never satisfied. And this connects beautifully with the Maharsha in the Sugya and Brachas, Dafim Dalid, that explains that the Miraglim in the Midbar, when they came back from Eretz Yisrael, they specifically brought fruits. Because they wanted to say, you see that the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, this is what Eretz Yisrael has, it doesn't satisfy. This is part of the Lashon Hara of the Miraglim, that the fruits are not enough. This connects beautifully with what we just learned. Because Kayadua the Baal Tanya writes, that what was the issue of the Miraglim? That the Miraglim didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reveal himself in the physical world. They wanted to stay in the Midbar, they wanted to stay in the desert, because they said in the desert, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling, we see Hashem ayin b'ayin with our own eyes. But the moment we go into Eretz Yisrael, we'll be in the physical world, they were not going to see Hashem anymore, and they didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can connect to the physical items. That was the lack of emunah of the Miraglim. According to this idea, when we speak about the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, the big advantage of the fruit is because it's so spiritual, that's why it doesn't satisfy. But the Miraglim denied the spirituality in the physical items. So the Miraglim says, look at the fruits. The fruits don't satisfy because they denied the spiritual component of the fruits. But the truth is, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael are so spiritual, and therefore, that's the reason they don't satisfy. So that's the answer back to what the Miragli meant to deny. They meant to deny the connection of spiritual and the physical items. The fruits of Eretz Yisrael represent how a physical item can be full of spirituality and ruchnius.